This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This sucks, man.
What sucks?
He's really got Norman Powell for tonight.
Wait, he's out?
He's out!
Oh, so Tyler could play.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm sorry, I'm lashing out. I know Norm's been dealing. Norm got hurt against the Bulls and still stuck with it and was awesome in both games, so... He was playing through a groin injury. I saw somebody who was like, he's the first person I've ever seen get a muscle injury. It was questionable return and actually returned.
And actually came back.
Yeah, he came back.
That's crazy.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the price Hito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. And the Miami Heat have tweeted out, injury update. Tyler Hero is listed as questionable to play in tonight's game against the Mavs. Norman Powell with the left groin strain, Nikola Jovic with a hip, and Andrew Wiggins with a hip have been ruled out.
I put my hand up on your hip when I dip you if we dip.
Damn it, dude.
Minus one.
Can't everybody get healthy at the same time? Ridiculous.
Well, what would you like me to... First of all, it's back-to-back, right?
It is second level back-to-back. True.
And you got a cup game on Wednesday.
Gotta have an eye on the cup.
But I'm just telling you, but that's you know.
Well, makes the starting lineup easy.
Wait, no Wiggy and no Powell?
Yep. Ugh. So they're just going to stick with what they've been doing, which is Bam, Ware, Pella, Davion, and then Hero for Powell, I would imagine.
Don't forget Jaime.
Don't forget Triple J.
Yeah, but Jaime's been coming off the bench. He's sticking with that.
Okay.
He's sticking with
that. So Tyler going to be able to start because we don't want to make that decision yet?
I think he's going to start. Like, I got into this.
I'm not saying from that perspective. I'm saying with the guys who've been busting their ass for the last 2 months, who goes to the bench?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put Davion in the bench.
Davion has been playing amazing. Davion's been playing amazing. I love Davion Mitchell. Davion, I was getting into this huge argument with somebody in my on Instagram about this. He goes, "Why are you saying Tyler Hero's going to start? What? Why do you say that?" What? I'm like, "Cause I don't know. Professional sports, dude. That's how it works. He's going to start. Don't know what to tell you. Like, you think
they'll send Davion to the bench
or Pella?
Because Davion is." That's basically what his role was.
If they could roll out a lineup that would be Davion, Tyler, Norman, Wiggins, Bam. If when eventually everybody was healthy, you could do that. But I think they're probably like, you know, most conventional will probably be it'll be Norm, Tyler, when Wiggins is healthy with Bam and Kalel. That seems like that seems like it would make the most prudent. I mean, they're definitely going to probably close with that. Unless Davion's got like a crazy, unless there's a crazy guard matchup, and man.
But Davion.
He's been great. I can't deny it. I hate it. It sucks.
And then at what point are you going to go, we got, with Davion starting.
Right.
You literally have five guys who can play defense.
Yeah. I mean, no one's the greatest defender in the world, but I get you.
I mean, he can put a body on somebody.
He's not a parking cone, in right. the words of Brooks Koepka.
But then when you get Tyler in there, are you going to have to change that to accommodate his traffic cone status?
His traffic cone-ness? I don't know. I mean, most people.
Teams come. Wait, when a guy who doesn't play defense say we picking on another guy that don't play defense,
mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's tough. Everybody knows. I understand. Everybody knows what Hero's flaws are at this point. But the reality of it is like, he's not going. We're going to do the Tyler Hero. You think Spo's going to do the Tyler Hero six-man thing again? Especially, by the way, he's got a great six-man. Jaime Hawkins has been amazing coming off the bench.
Yep. I just think I like the energy with Davion to move him to the second team. Who's going to give you that same energy?
Right.
From that standpoint, that is what I'm more concerned with.
I don't think anybody who's making their points about this, I just want to be like, I don't disagree with you guys in that your concerns or your flaws, and I really don't like taking it away from the players who have played great. I think that sucks, you know? But
by the way, Big J, I see what you did.
What'd he say?
Yo, Leroy, I'm currently driving the F-150 Lariat, but thinking about upgrading to the King Ranch. Can I come by and see what you guys have on the lot?
Ford. Yeah. Leroy Ford.
Yeah. I see what you did. You ain't funny.
It was a little funny. Wasn't it? That wasn't even the...
Jennifer. Four. Zip it. I see you got some laughter threatening to come out.
Yeah, because she's not even letting. We didn't even reveal the greatest flaw that Google has thrown in your face.
But it's okay. We're going to reveal it the last segment of the show. Don't worry.
All right.
I have that ready.
But no, look, I get it. People want to. People are nervous because of what have been some of the things that when Tyler Hero's out there have been flaws for sure. I get it. But
I think what helps him is the up-tempo and not getting caught in too much half-court sets that maybe you can get away with it. But I like the fact that I can just say, Davion, give X the business.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
And he'll still score you 10 points, get a bunch of assists and stuff like that. But that's the one guy on the floor I could say, hey, off night, get him.
Of course. And I love that about him. He's awesome. I love the fact when everybody tries to throw a screen on him, he always gets them to bite and gets an illegal screen call out of it. He does it two times a game. Where like he's around them. He knows the exact temperament of like when to set guys up, and then like the three possessions in a row he's gonna cook. Davion Mitchell has been awesome. He's been awesome.
Now, I will tell you this, and here's where it's going. And I'm going to say I'm going to be a victim of this too. Tyler go out and score 30 and go 5 for 6 for 3, and we going to forget.
And that's also the thing. Like, I want to see what Spo's done with this offense this year without having his top scorer or Scott top scoring talent. Like, I would like to see what does a backcourt look like with that with Tyler. Like, this is the best scoring backcourt mate he's had since Goron his rookie year, you know. Like, I am intrigued to see that other side of it too, so it's gonna be interesting. But we all know what the concerns and the flaws are, but I don't think that we can just assume it's gonna be this negative downfall already, because I think that there are so many combinations with this team that he's got at his disposal. But man, yeah, Davion's been amazing. Davion has been amazing. Pella's been really good. Everybody's really stepped up. Just sucks. I got to win another day. That damn groin. Get well, Norm. on the scene.
You want to take care of his? You want to take care of his injuries, so that he could play tonight?
Nah.
Okay, that's gonna happen.
Leave that. I told you why they doing it.
No, you make all the sense in the world.
I mean, like,
what's going on with Djokovic's hip?
This is the back-to-back league.
I know, it's really annoying. Very annoying with all this. They're like, yeah, we've done things to try and deter this. It's like, it doesn't feel like you guys are. It feels like you keep coming up with stupid tournaments. I don't feel like your eye is on the ball, Adam Silver. Does anybody feel like Adam Silver's eye is on the ball? Because all I hear about is NBA Cups and EuroLeague. We got EuroLeague. I paid a lot, an annual subscription for it. I don't need you guys to make a EuroLeague.
They had two people. You and I don't even know if they got to pay for it in Europe.
I don't think Adam Simon even has to pay for it. He probably has like the pirate stream, right? He's probably not. He's not paying for that. If he is, it's on company card. I know that much. It's like $30 annual fee. Get out of here. Jakachonis, by the way, looked a lot better in his third G League game. Nice fourth quarter from Kasparis. So that was cool. Double-double for Vlad Golden as well. Take a break. Get into a little Dolphins. Mike McDaniel on the Dolphins' health status.
Boy, that was a good week without Mike, right?
Back after this. All right, welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December Remember Sales Event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Your Miami Dolphins will be back this week taking on the New Orleans Saints. They stink. The Dolphins need this win. No margin for error after the Dolphins' bad start to the year. At home, 1 o'clock is your kickoff from The Rock. That means Game Day Uncensored comes your way at 9 a.m. So get ready for this one, everybody. Week 13 of the NFL season. You, of course, have your Thanksgiving slate as well. But the Dolphins, 6-point favorites against the Saints this week. Mike McDaniel spoke this morning on the return, potential return of Austin Jackson. Here's what he had to say.
Well, there are more opportunities for him to, you know, integrate back into the offense. And, you know, I'm very excited, as he is, for the uptick, and feel very confident about where he'll be at through the week, as long as there's no setbacks. So we'll progress with aggressive temperance.
Good to have you back, Mike.
Save, what did he?
It's a big word for me, dog.
The thesaurus on the.
I guess so.
In the break.
Yep. Well, it'll be great to have him back for sure. I would imagine. You know, I can't imagine he's gonna come back and be a bum. That would be terrible.
Yep.
Can't have that.
It would.
I need this all seamless, like you said. Just keep that offensive line moving in the right direction, which they have been. Crazy to say.
They've actually gotten better as the season has gone on, which makes my point. Sometimes it's not about the talent, but about the amount of games they play together.
I'm still not like, how should I say this? I'm still not like buying that they're all the way back, though. Like, because if you told me the Dolphins were in a dogfight with the Saints this weekend, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, they earned that.
They're not getting that belief from me yet.
The fact that there's no game the rest of the year that you should come in here on a Friday before the Sunday and say the Dolphins should win this game. They haven't proven that.
They're too squirrely. They're too inconsistent.
Now, I will say
I'm not ready to do it yet.
I will say this. We all said that the first game of the season, and look at where that team is. So I'm not just going to disregard it.
If you had to guess, like, do you think the Dolphins win by more than a touchdown this weekend, or it's a squeaky cheeker? Because I know
I think they win by more than a touchdown.
Because the Saints are bad, but I don't know if the Dolphins are good.
They're just less bad.
Right. So I don't know. I'm just.
You know what it is. You don't want to be sucked in and start thinking that this team has a chance, and then start getting your mind wandering that, oh, this team can make noise in the playoffs, when you don't feel like they're as good as most of the playoff teams right now. And they'll probably be favored the next two games. And if they're, what, 5-7? What are they now, 4-7?
They're 4-7.
So if they're 6-7 after the Jets game.
They have two-win teams they're taking on next in the Saints and Jets.
But do you trust them to go into Pittsburgh on a Monday night in December to beat the Steelers?
I don't know if I trust them on a Sunday afternoon to go in the cold weather and win against the Jets. I don't know if I trust them. I don't know if I can get that trust. I don't know what they can do. It would probably be, you know, it would have to be, Vlad. Like, they'd have to. Last week of this, and I don't even think, like, it really is setting up for them. A normal team, the run is there for them. Saints, Jets, Mason Rudolph on a Monday night, though they have lost to him before in a different uniform. Bengals with Joe Flacco with his stupid toe.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, with Joe Burrow and his stupid toe.
And he's playing this Thursday.
That's a Sunday night football game. Bucks are kind of reeling, and then the Patriots maybe playing for nothing? I mean, it is there for them. It is there. Though. You can talk yourself into it. It's just, I also think there's a good chance the Dolphins could go this next game, yak up a couple turnovers, and lose a 9-6er.
I just think that regardless of what people think, in order to win a football game, you have to play decent football. And the Dolphins haven't proven they can do that consistently. So if they get on a run where they're finding a way to win games, then maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, they turned it around a little bit. But we've seen this the last couple of years. Poor start, stretch in the middle. Then when you get hope, wet the bed.
Yes, so we have seen this.
I'm going to wait until after the stretch here in the middle. And then when they start and when it gets towards the end, who do they play after the next three games? They play.
The next three are home against the Saints, road against the Jets, road against the Steelers on Monday Night Football, back home against the Bengals, what's scheduled to be Sunday Night Football.
It's going to be flexed.
It might be flexed. It might be flexed. Though they love them some Joe Boutreau.
Yep.
Well, it'll depend on how he does Thursday night.
Let's see what other games they got that week. Who could hop in the chat that week?
I tell you this: if it's an NFC West game, it's getting burrowed. I mean, Burrow's going to get burrowed because Al Michaels loves not leaving Los Angeles.
You think he calls it in?
I'm just saying, if it's a Rams versus Niners, a Rams Seahawks game, I have a great feeling that game will be the.
We got Saturday games that week, so that takes some of them out.
Pittsburgh, Detroit.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's not a great slate.
New England at Baltimore.
Chargers, Cowboys, maybe.
Chargers, Cowboys could be moved.
It probably depends on the Dolphins, if the Dolphins are good or not. If the Dolphins are playing well or not. So, we'll see. But you know what it is, dude? It's like there are things I can look be like, all right, hey, the defense is playing better. Okay.
Yep.
The young linemen are figuring things out. Kenny G, Jordan Phillips. Jordan Brooks is playing out of his mind.
Out of his mind.
You know? I think it comes down to Tua and McDaniel. I just don't know if I could trust him. Because McDaniel's going to be too cute, and Tua might turn into a time bomb. Like, the line's coming together. Devon Achane, he's been one of the best players in football this year. But I think if I was asked to have the temperament of the team, which is usually quarterback and coach, do I think they could really go on a run? Just feels like there's going to be a disappointment there somewhere along the way. Now, Nick T says, don't forget, no more Chris Greer. That's fair. But then E. Sim says, Tobes, you know you can't trust him. Also fair.
Yeah.
Getting Darren Waller back?
This puts a lot of strain on your loyalties. You want to be loyal. You want to have confidence. But they have shown no reason to do so.
Man.
Talk to me when they play Pittsburgh.
So if they win,
you know, I would love nothing more than, you know.
Yeah, so if they get to
that's a game where they can get Ramsey, they could get so a little get back. Janu.
So you're saying a win on Monday night to get back to 500, then they can talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a couple questions. By the way, the Browns just named Shedeur Sanders their starting quarterback.
Why should they?
No, they just did.
No, they just did.
They just did. Yeah. Adam Schefter did. Okay, so now here's some – this is some Tobin and Leroy stuff now. If they win their next two games and then they go into Pittsburgh and win at Pittsburgh on the road, and they are 7-7.
Yep.
Can there be a file for appeal for the
hour two of the return?
Okay. So
500.
500. That would be 500 and that's five game winning streak.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it like this. If they win in spite of Tua throwing the ball to the other team, if he is one of the main reasons why, we can
We can visit. We can have an appeal.
We can have a soft opening.
He can go in front of the parole board. But
so I can. Start,
I don't know.
So my attorneys can start the paperwork right now.
Yes.
If they beat,
but
it doesn't mean we're
bringing it back.
No, but I could file it, and then if they do happen to be 7-7, I could send it in, and then it will be read. And,
yes.
And a decision may be made.
Correct.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah! Welcome back, everybody. It's time to play a little All Right.
No!
To close things out. Got Heat basketball back tonight. Panthers back on the ice tonight. Little quick road trip to Nashville. Taking on the Preds. Throwing that catfish on the ice. So you got that tonight on AM, FM, Miami Heat Audio Experience, Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert, who, by the way, just as an aside, Amy has been killing it on the TV reporting duties this week as well. So shout out to Amy Audibert. She's been doing a fantastic job, but doing the winner's circle this week and all that. Great job by her on the broadcast, because we got Keyshawn Johnson barking. My all right goes to the Miami Heat, baby. We are flying high right now. What? Kalel and Bam and Spo,
all right,
and Davion and Pella Larson's face and Norman Powell.
Woo!
What a time to be alive. My oh no goes to the Edmonton Oilers. Now, they beat the Panthers this week, 6-3. Bob got run after the second period, or in the middle of the second period.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, tough day. Tough week for Bob.
hot, really? I mean, he did have a shutout on Thursday.
Had a shutout. Had the game, where they had that weird Canucks game.
The 85?
Then he had this game. Strange week. But either way, he's still the best, and I love him. But I saw these reports before the game that the Edmonton Oilers were really upset by the Panthers rubbing it in a little too much this summer. And I just got to say, what happened to you, Oilers? You used to be respectable, a respectable foe. They rubbed it in. Why? Because they played Pink Pony Club? Sorry! That's our song now. We'll take whatever song we please. That's what the back-to-back champs do. Oh, they rubbed it in. Have a little more sportsmanship. No! No sportsmanship! Not when your stupid star wins the Conn Smythe losing. Out of here! Anyway, that's my oh-no. Leroy?
So,
oh, no!
I'm going to do my oh-no first. I don't know if any of you watched the Hurricanes game, or I'm more than sure you did. There was a replay on whether a Virginia Tech guy caught a ball. And the replay looked like the Bigfoot pitcher. And I was trying to figure out, how are we in a world today with so much technology that we have a replay where you can't even tell that there are two football players on the field?
Billions of dollars. Billion-dollar TV deals.
Did you see how blurry that video was?
And they look on it on the smallest screen, too. Like,
I'm like, where are we filming this from? Somebody's filming it with their iPhone.
Am I crazy, or when they did these stupid little tablets, wasn't it better when a referee had to go under the hood? I felt like they got business done under the hood when they made an actual replay call.
Well, because the video is so advanced with the replay, you can look at it on a tablet because everything is in, you know.
But it's not like, as focused, right? When you were under the hood, it's
no,
like the
sure
blue.
It is.
It's like no,
that's what
dude.
The technology is for. Dude, I'm telling you, when you saw the replay of this play and the announcers go, hell, I'm going to be honest with you, I can't tell.
I'm telling you, when it's almost like in today's day and age, like the video's better, but we got so many screens happening and all over the place, easily distracted. You need to put them back under the hood.
I guess. But I got to tell you, based on that video, wasn't nobody changing nothing. Because it was the I have never seen a replay in football that was that bad, ever. They get look, you watching video where they zoom in to where you can tell a guy's foot on the sidelines is, oh, I can see some grass. And we couldn't, the video anywhere, you couldn't even see. Oh, we got this angle here. I got to tell you, too blurry. How are we seeing anything too blurry in today's technology?
No, it's crazy.
So, whatever that was hot garbage.
But you're all right.
Mine is fun to them.
My all right. And I'm going to say this, and I'm being sincere about this. To the person that donated their liver, to the men and women that helped Bernie with his transplant, kudos to you. He had been struggling with it for a year or so. Just seeing him deteriorate like that and to finally be able to get a liver. There's a bunch of people that played a hand in it, starting from the person that donated their liver to the men and women that administered the surgery to now the people taking care of him both before and after his surgery. So I just want to say thank you because he's close to being back. He texts me at 1 in the morning, and that's normally what he does. So we back, baby.
We back, baby. Schefter says he's getting discharged today.
He was supposed to be in. Yeah, he texted me. He said, hey, I might be getting out today.
Sweet.
He said, good for my birthday and for Thanksgiving because it was supposed to be a month.
When's his birthday?
So,
Leroy.
What? He's
don't when his birthday is?
How do you not know your friend's birthday?
Men don't know other men's
birthdays.
I don't
know. Really. I know Leroy's birthday only because it's my daughter's birthday.
Yeah, that's not something we think about.
It is tomorrow, so don't forget to text him.
Yeah.
He's turning 62.
Yep. So, yeah. So, kudos to him. I'll give him a call tomorrow. I've never met a guy who's so damn positive. I don't have that in me. I'm just saying. I say, when I'm feeling down, I call Bernie because he gonna be positive.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no?
Well, this weekend we had a Friendsgiving with my brother's friends and my friends, and my all right goes to all of them because once again we have another year with us that we are so grateful to have these people who constantly remind us that they're there with us and have never left our sight. So that's really nice.
That is beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing to have, yes. And my oh no goes to a wonderful discovery that I found out this weekend. It was brought to my attention that I am taller than Leroy Horde.
Crazy.
You're taller than Leroy?
Yeah, we didn't know this.
I am taller than Leroy Horde.
Dude, what the hell? Look at this.
Quick facts.
I think
Leroy Horde, born May 15th, 1968 in New Orleans. Spouse, Melanie Horde, Big Spoon.
Big Spoon.
Education, University of Michigan. Height.
St. Augustine High School. Don't forget the high school.
St. Augustine High School. Height.
You're a little person. You're
5 foot even.
He's a lady. You're a Lilliputian.
Dude.
Now, I think Google's out to get you, for sure.
Why would they be out to get Leroy Ford?
I don't know.
That was just above that.
Not only.
They ain't even trying. Google's not even trying.
They're not even trying. And you know what the best part about all of this is? I found this picture when I searched up your height.
All of a sudden, you're at Amazon.
Who would have thought, man?
It's Maurice Jones-Drew.
Okay, fine. I'll show you the actual picture I found.
Like,
he's already ornery. Could you imagine if he had little person syndrome as well?
Napoleon.
Wait. And even the look on your face is like, I'm taking a picture with a garden gnome. This is terrible. What if we...
Can you sue them?
Why?
Can you sue Google?
No, Google messed up your last name.
Yes.
Google. Jennifer has been waiting for this all weekend.
All weekend.
He came in hot. I'm like, oh.
I don't know if you noticed, but I couldn't stop laughing last segment.
Dade South says, the prices aren't the only thing low down here at Leroy Ford.
Leroy is low down.
Point.
Vlad, what's your all right? No, no.
That was funny. That was hysterical. All right, my all right, Shadur. Shadur is my all right, man. You know, a lot of talk, a lot of criticism, you know, a lot of angst towards his first game, and he played very well. I just didn't like the fact that his coach acted like he didn't do anything in his post-game speech. But good job for Shadur. Hopefully he continues playing well and maybe get the full starting job for the Cleveland Browns.
All right.
And my own, we talked about this earlier, bro. These damn coaches and the points not taken. I don't know if I become old school. I don't know if I love 1990s football.
I don't think it's that old school.
But I just can't understand that why teams can't just add points. By the way, for gamblers, it would help us too, you know?
For sure.
You know, for the totals and the over.
Hey, so wait, can I just tell you that if you're right on the edge and a field goal would take you over?
Oh, yeah. You're like, kick the field goal. Like, let me get the over. Like, let this bet be won. But no.
Dave South, I hate you.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, new guy. Mezzle Board Leroy Cito. That is not cool.
The new Fortito by Leroy. But no, that's my, that's my oh no. So my all right, Shadur.
All right.
And my oh no is coaches and teams not taking the points.
Oh, no.
Jennifer.
Somebody says, my oh no is Jake Paul's reaction to Anthony Joshua.
That was.
Oof. He didn't react. Right. He didn't react at all.
He did react.
No, that was his cheeks going.
Oh, it's quick. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He can give you 25 pennies if you put a quarter in there.
Yeah. He didn't even want to look up.
He's like, oh, boy, he's tall. Oh, no.
Dude, he's going to take him and put his hand in front of him like this. He and keep him away like a child.
Jeez.
Not excited, guys.
You think if we took him back honest, you're just like, hey, you sure? If you gave him an out and nobody knew.
Hold on. How, what do you think if he comes in and say, I had a workout injury?
The roids didn't take in?
So you're saying.
The roids didn't kick in?
So you think a couple rounds of sparring, oh, no, I got cut. Yeah.
By the way, that's the other thing. Who's he going to find to spar that's big and strong like Anthony Joshua?
Don't know.
And by the way, if you spar with him, they're probably going to knock you out too.
You spar Wilder.
Wait, I don't care. But here's the deal. I don't care who you fight with. They ain't going to be heavyweight champ. So you ain't getting the same energy besides somebody the same size standing next to you.
The move would be to go train with Usyk. The problem is that's who Anthony Joshua is training with. Because apparently Anthony Joshua's gone. He's training with the Usyk's people in Spain. That's what he said. I didn't know that. I was like, "Oh, you're training with the Ukrainians,
and Jake training with them boys, the meatheads."
We beat YouTuber.
This is not. We have never felt this way before.
About
Tobin, you've always said like Tyson ain't gonna beat him.
I was like, all right, I think Anthony Joshua's going to stomp him, and then I saw – but, like, I'm glad everybody saw what I saw when I was there, and I guess it was just clear. Like, he had a look like, oh, no, I bit off more than I can chew here. This guy is huge.
He went straight from high school to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
He skipped college. He went because I don't.
Even like the gimmicks they tried, like they had his stupid little guy who's like, you want to bet on the fight? And Josh was like, I'm going to bet on the fight. I can make a ton of money doing this. I don't have to do. Like, he didn't get goaded into anything because he's too jovial. Like, he's just like,
right.
You know, and that's almost worse is like he's coming in here just happy go lucky. Wee! I'm going to two piece you.
We're not going to let it go. We got like two more minutes and just heavy hitters on the way out. Thanks, Dave South.
Tate South says Leroy 6 foot if you add the pads.
We didn't need to read it. She flashed it. This is keep it moving.
That's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.